We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program. Well, there's a tenor, and the relationship to what we're going to be talking about is Lend Me a Tenor is the play that we'll be talking about. That was Yordi Romero, tenor, as the Duke of Mantua in Verdi's Rigoletto, singing La Donna e Mobile from Act 3 of the opera. There you go. And Lend Me a Tenor is the comedy that will be on stage at Parkland Theater soon, and we're very happy to have in studio today Tom Schneri, who is going to be directing. Tom, good to meet you, and welcome.
Nice meeting you as well.
Thanks for coming by, and this is going to be pretty exciting. It's got to be pretty exciting for you to take on a project like Lend Me a Tenor. It's no small undertaking.
Yeah, it's been pretty exhilarating. We've got a really good cast. We had a really good response to auditions, where we had 45 auditioners for eight roles, and it's just a fun frolic, sort of goes back to the old movies of the Marx Brothers and Three Stooges and that sort of thing. So it's been a riot so far.
It's got a lot of 40s and 50s movies overtones in it, I believe. And I've seen it, so I know of what I speak. And it's one of those things where you've just got these incredible situations developing, and it just seems to build and get worse and worse. It's kind of like an I Love Lucy. You know, if Lucy Ricardo were directing a play, this is what would happen with it, I think.
It's basically a play that runs a little under 2 hours, and every time a door opens, you know trouble is on the other side of it.
I love it. Well, let's start by saying, first of all, that it begins a week from last night, September 30th, and it will run through October 11th, actually.
Yes.
And we'll go down some of the details on the when and where before we get done with our chat this afternoon. But why don't you give us, first of all, a little bit of background on who you are, what you do, where you're from.
I'm Tom Schneri, and I'm also a professor of English at Parkland College. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of do the theater on the side. I've been on stage there at CUTC and also at the station in Urbana and with Celebration Company. Mm-hmm. And I have been interested in doing comedies for a lot of times. This is my fifth production that I've directed at Parkland, and this is probably the most fun that I've had so far, just because the show is so fast-paced and my actors are so into doing the period piece. We have great sets and great costumes from the 30s, and so we're kind of decoed out at Parkland Theater right now.
And this is big because it's beginning the new season.
Yes, this is the first production of this season, and we've, like many of the theater departments in the area, we've gone for a very family-friendly season that has comedy and lightness that kind of contradicts what's going on in the world right now. So if you want a good laugh, this is the show to go to.
Be a nice escape. It's affordable, and it's great to have people of the caliber that we have in the Champaign-Urbana area and the region from which we draw to be able to tap to put on stage.
I'm constantly amazed by the talent that we have in this community.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the people who will be in it. But first, give us a synopsis. You know, we've talked about this as a kind of a zany, fast-paced, every time a door opens, something crazy is going to happen play. It was on Broadway. It's Tony Award-winning. I'm thinking, three Tonys, four?
Yes, I think it was like three or four Tonys a dozen nominations.
Yeah. And so a little synopsis of what this is about.
Basically what happens is we're in 1938 and we're in Cleveland, Ohio, and the opera company within the town is doing this huge fundraiser and bringing in Tito Morelli, who's a world-renowned Italian tenor, to sing the Otello opera for the company to make money. Mm-hmm. And as they bring him in, they find out that Tito is merely human, not really the star deity that they think he is. And all the women are swooning over him, and all the men are wishing they were him. And he has a tendency to overindulge in everything. And as a result of that, one thing leads to another, and he's found unconscious, presumed dead. They're worried about their fundraiser, and so they bring in a double to play Otello in the opera, and think that they will talk about his death the next day. And at the end of Act One, you find out he's not quite dead. And so at the end of Act Two, we have, or beginning of Act Two, we have two Otellos running about.
And it goes from there. And that's Tom Schnurre, who is directing this at Parkland Theater. Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig. Who are some of the folks who are in it that we might know about from other plays if you...
Mike Procise, who's a regular in Parkland Stage, has also worked with the Station Celebration Company and has also worked with CUTC. He does a lot of comedies, and it's just a lot of fun to work with. One of my regulars that had been in all the productions that I've done to date is Chris Tabor, who works at Garden Hills School District, and I've known her from Eastern Illinois University, so she's going to be in it. We have a great deal of students in the production. So we also, before that, though, have Michael Steen, who's a local stylist at Fuad. And he's bringing a lot of comedy and a lot of diverse sense of humor to Saunders. And then the students that we have are, we have Kirby Tolson, who, if you saw the CUTC production a couple years ago by Birdie, she was Rose in that. We have Cecily, and I'm forgetting her last name, and that's really awful, but she is my ingenue. Okay. She's another student. And we have Breland Mertens, who's a community member who's come back to school. Mm-hmm. And we also have Casey Long, who's a second-year student at Parkland College, who is our Tito Morelli. Mm-hmm.
This takes place, the scene is a hotel room, right?
Yes, it's a hotel suite, so hotel we have suite. to build an entire sitting room, bedroom, mm-hmm. with six doors.
Oh, wow.
And,
so the whole
access.
Thing will be there.
Yes.
And the doors have to really work because yes. people have to come in. Yeah.
So there's lots of running
and
hiding.
Who gets this kind of work over there? Who puts together the sets?
Our set design has been done by Tom Corder.
Tom Corder.
And
yeah.
then the construction happens from David Dillman. Bernie Wolf helps oversee the students sometimes when David is off purchasing and doing other
uh-huh.
things.
Great.
So the two of them together do that. Yeah. And it's mostly student-run as far as labor.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for talking about that. I always like to mention the behind the scene, and I'll tell you why. Because I was in technical theater.
Always good.
through high school and into college and afterwards. And built many of the sets and did a lot of the lighting. And so I always you know, like to mention the behind the scenes people who helped make this happen. And you have a Hitchcock-type appearance.
Yes, there's a moment where there's a radio announcer that introduces Tito Morelli's singing at the beginning of the show, and that's going to be my one little Hitchcock moment where I'm going to be the overly effusive classical radio announcer.
What's your favorite part about directing?
My favorite part about directing is pretty much control, being able to envision something and bring it to life. And also the interaction between the actor's talents and how that kind of changes what I see when I first read the piece, mm-hmm. and how it grows and develops into a true collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Now, who actually picks the plays that'll be produced?
That would be Randy Collins Hart, our artistic director. Okay. And she basically asks for submissions, and then from that she comes up with the season.
Yeah. So what made you want to direct this particular play?
It's just so much fun, and it's one of those things where when we were looking for a lighter season and we were looking for something that would be a crowd pleaser, this came to mind, and both Randy and I were both very excited about it.
Great. How many people auditioned? What kind of turnout?
We had like 45 people audition
really?
For eight roles.
And this is for eight roles?
Yes.
Yeah,
we auditioned in a four-hour period, I believe, uh-huh. and there was just nonstop traffic all the way through.
That's great.
And lots of talent. like I could have done about five casts. So that's a good problem to have.
That's a good turnout. Yeah, good problem to have. Now, the performances will be a week from last night, September 30th, which is Wednesday of next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then October 2nd, 3rd, 8th, and 9th, and 10th at 7:30. And there will be a matinee on October the 11th. At 3 p.m.
Yes, and the people who are regulars to coming to Parkland Theater, first off, we thank you. And second off, do note the change of the evening where we're opening at 7:30 instead of 8.
7:30, yeah, instead of 8. Now, all of this is on the Parkland Theater website if
yes.
you need to find this information, which is a very easy way to do it. Or you can always get a hold of the box office, and I'll give you that number. It's 373-3874. 373-3874. I'll mention that adults are $12, students, senior citizens $10, youths will be $6. And if you have groups of 15 or more, you can call and get a special rate. And the October 8th performance, I understand, is a half-price night. And opening night, it says here, and I'm looking right at the box office website, it's Pay What You Can Night.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And that's indeed what they have, is Pay What You Can Night. And that's for struggling students and other people in the community that want to see a show but may not be able to afford the full price.
Well, that's nice.
And it fills the house, gives us a good experimental audience for the first night.
Yeah, and that'll be on next Wednesday.
Yes.
The 30th, 7:30 p.m. So
yes.
It's Pay What You Can Night, so if you have, a big family, that might be a great way
it's
for you to be able to afford to take in some theater, something you might not ordinarily do.
And this is a very family-friendly play.
That'll be fantastic. Great. So that's Lend Me a Tenor. It's going to be a Parkland Theater. Parkland Theater, easy to get to, and there's easy parking.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, again, you can Google it and look it up, but it's parkland.edu/theater, and then you can wander through and see all about this and see all about the box office and the information. But again, let me give the number one more time in case, and I know it's hard to remember phone numbers when you're doing something else, but 373-3874. So what else is going to be up in your life as a have you got another performance going on this year?
I will probably go from this into auditioning for Christmas Carol.
For Christmas Carol?
Last year.
Okay. And you were, what did you play in that last year?
I was one of the Fred's Fabulous Six, so the nephew of Scrooge's friends that basically did the sextet.
So will you audition for the same part, or are you going to try something else?
Well, I will be used wherever the director wishes.
Like, yeah, I was Bob Cratchit.
Very nice.
In my career.
I'm never nice enough to be Bob Cratchit. But,
I
and
guess
too
I
big
was.
To be a ghost that gets suspended.
That was 25 years ago, however. A long time ago and many miles away. But it's certainly a lot of fun. And theater is something that I think is very vibrant in this community. And for a community its size, we have some very outstanding, from the professional companies
yes.
that come through to the community theaters, of course, what you do at Parkland. It all adds to it. And I think we should all be thankful and support the arts like this in a community.
Very much so, because if we don't sell tickets, we don't have shows.
Lend Me a Tenor. That's right. Well, we do pledge drives to support us, and you do shows.
That's
and,
right.
Lend Me a Tenor, and attending these shows is a way that you support it. It's if you need some of the quotes here, USA Today says uproarious hysterical, and Variety says nonstop laughter. And all you have to do, if you really want to find out and get a sense of it, I know radio is hard to do the visual, but if you Google Lend Me a Tenor, you can find out everything you need to and see
yes,
plenty
definitely.
Of pictures.
Definitely.
And I think that will hook you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and wanting to do it, especially if you've ever seen a Marx Brothers movie, you will want to see Lend Me a Tenor.
Yeah, indeed. And this is also a unique experience because we're going to do this right before they open a revival on Broadway in February.
That's right. So. That's right. And when did this play on Broadway? Was it in
it was the
80s, late 80s,
yeah,
I believe?
Mid to late 80s.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And now it's reopening with Stanley Tucci directing and T.R. Right. Knight from Grey's Anatomy playing Max.
Very cool. All right, so that's Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig, and Tom Schnari, the director, has been in studio today. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're very welcome. Thank you
Have
so much.
Have a great time. Break a leg.
We shall.
Okay.